This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. A new poll by Bloomberg has found that as unpopular as Donald Trump is as president, his rival, Hillary Clinton, who won the popular vote last November, is remarkably slightly less popular. Trump has a 41% approval rating, while Clinton's is 39%. The number should strike fear into the hearts of the Democrats who are hoping to regain control of Congress in 2018, banking on Trump and the Republican Party's unpopularity. Now, progressive organizations are calling Democrats out, demanding that they adopt a people's platform as part of a summer for progress. Groups like Our Revolution and the National Nurses United are insisting that Democrats support 8 crucial bills in the House that address the lives of ordinary Americans. The question is, would Democrats rather fail than live up to their stated ideals? Joining me to help answer that question is Erica Andiola. She is the political director of Our Revolution. Welcome to the program, Erica.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's first talk about what the People's Platform is. What are some of these bills that you're demanding that the Democrats support? Why aren't they already supporting them?
Yeah, so see, there's a difference in terms of the fact that they did put a lot of this into the platform of the Democratic Party. And this was thanks to a lot of the pressure that happened during the Bernie Sanders campaign, right? One of the things that Bernie was able to accomplish was that he pushed the envelope on a lot of these issues, really talking about the fact that we need to put people over profit, that we need to make sure that we have, you know, ways to be to have everybody be able to be covered by healthcare through Medicare for all, through a single payer system. So, you know, also with education, making sure that we are giving a chance for everyone to be able to get an education, by allowing everybody to be able to go to college, right? By and really pushing for college for all. And so for us right now, what we're trying to do is making sure that it's not only part of the Democratic platform, but it's also something that members of Congress are going to be pushing forward as legislation in the House of Representatives. And so for us, we want to not only make sure that they are talking about this, you know, in terms of their rhetoric, but also that they're acting upon, you know, pushing legislation that, you know, like I said, is going to give Medicare to all, or healthcare to all, college, you know, it's going to be able to be free, have the ability to tax Wall Street. And again, all of this really putting people over profit at the end of the day.
So these 8 bills include H.R. 676, the Medicare for All Act, H.R. 1880, the College for All Act, H.R. 15, the Raise the Wage Act, and others. In fact, let me just go through the list since there's only 8. The women's rights issue is H.R. 771, Equal Access to Abortion Coverage and Health Insurance. Voting Rights Act is the Automatic Voter Registration Act, H.R. 2840. The Climate Change Bill, a Climate Change Bill, I guess, and I'll ask you about that in just a moment. H.R. 3543, which is the Justice is Not for Sale Act on Criminal Justice and Immigrant Rights. And finally, H.R. 1144, the Inclusive Prosperity Act, about taxing Wall Street. So that's 8 bills that you are demanding the Democrats sign on to. My guest is Erica Andiola, and we were having some Wi-Fi problems, so she is continuing her interview with us via phone. Now, Erica, these bills that we were just discussing, as you mentioned, the gist of them, the ideology behind them has been adopted into the Democratic Party's platform, which happened last year primarily because of the pressure from Bernie Sanders. But is it true that that all or most House Democrats are not actually throwing their support behind the bills in question?
It hasn't, you know, recently, I guess in recent history, we haven't seen that. And, you know, I think for us, again, this is a moment for, you know, America and everybody to be in resistance mode. Of course, you know, we're resisting Trump and we're resisting a lot of the policies that have come out of this administration. But at the same time, it's also a moment to start really lifting up what the Democratic Party should be about. What are we fighting for? And, you know, for us, it's not enough to go to the American people and say, you know, this is everything that that's happening, it's a tax, you know, and this is affecting you, but it's also, here's what we're fighting for. And, you know, it's been for our revolution and for many organizations in the progressive movement, you know, right now our biggest mission is really pushing the Democratic Party to adopt this as a way to really empower people, right? And we want to make sure that we are winning in the future, that we are also, of course, resistant, but we need to make sure that we're pushing for this type of legislation. We know that it's, you know, it's something that is really hard to get accomplished right now, but this is something that we need to get started now, and making sure that members of Congress understand that this is the way to move forward, to empower, you know, Americans to support these kinds of bills.
What about the climate justice bill? You have 8 bills listed, but in under climate, it's more details coming soon. Is it that there is no bill currently that has actually been formally introduced that you want Democrats to adopt?
Yeah, we're currently working with members of Congress to make sure that that's happening. So there is already a bill that has been introduced by Senator Sanders in the Senate. And so it's more about the timing of the campaign. We wanted to, you know, get this going ASAP so that we can also have, you know, our revolution and many other organizations are going to be working at the local level on August recess to make sure that people do, you know, engage in terms of going to their members of Congress when they're at home. And so because of that timing, we needed to, you know, really put this out there. And, you know, we're still working on the details of the climate change bill. But the idea really is to make sure that we are talking about the fact that climate change is real and that we need to make sure that we're working towards 100% renewable energy. And, you know, Bernie has already talked about this. He has already a bill introduced. Now it's a matter of making sure that it happens in the House and that we can get every Democrat out there in the House. To support this and really push the envelope on what it means to fight for the planet and making sure that we are, again, really working towards 100% renewable energy.
Would it be fair to say that these 8 bills should be absolutely essential test for Democrats, that if you call yourself a Democrat, you should support these? Otherwise, why are you a Democrat?
This is something that, you know, that Bernie was able to, you know, Senator Bernie Sanders was able to show during the campaign. I mean, this is, you know, this is going back and not necessarily to look back, you know, the campaign's over, the primary's over, the general election is over. This is the present. But what we can learn from what happened then is that, you know, you did have a senator who came from Vermont who didn't necessarily have as much support when he started campaigning in Iowa. Someone who was able to really empower, to energize thousands and thousands and millions of people across America talking about this issue, talking about these ideas, right? That ideas that perhaps were not as popular before. Now there's more and more people, especially younger, you know, sort of the younger generation, the millennial generation, that are really supporting this kinds of issues. And so for us, this is the moment to push the Democratic Party, not only again to have it on their platform, but making sure that elected officials in Congress are also supporting this as part of their own work and legislation that they can support.
Erica, you have a very interesting history as an immigrant, as an undocumented person pushing for the DREAM Act. What about this Criminal Justice and Immigrant Rights Act, H.R. 3543, that is one of the 8 bills in the House that our revolutionary organization and others are pushing Democrats to back? Tell us about the Justice is Not for Sale Act of 2017.
Yeah, absolutely. The background of this really is that, you know, there's immigration is a really, really hard issue, and it's a very complicated issue because it has so many parts to it. But one of the things that we have been able to see is that, unfortunately, there is private interest that have been pushing for anti-immigrant legislation. Many of those private interests comes from private prisons. A lot of Americans, you know, I would say majority of Americans don't necessarily know that there's, you know, prisons that are actually owned by not by the government, but they're privately owned. And unfortunately, those same people are the ones that have lobbyists in Congress pushing for anti-immigrant legislation, not only at the federal level, but at the local level as well. And so for us, this is a time to, you know, make sure that Democrats that they break those ties. The fact is that it hasn't only been Republicans being so close to the private prison industry. Unfortunately, there's also Democrats who have been getting money from the private prison industry. And to us, you know, making sure that's done, that that's over, that that tie is no longer there, really gives us a sense of that, you know, that we can actually move this party towards supporting and protecting immigrant rights, rather than continuing to push for enforcement and deportations and incarceration to fill, you know, those private prisons.
So this particular act that you want Democrats to throw their weight behind, how would it address that? How would it address, does it specifically address the issue of private prisons, which I should say are not the majority of prisons in the U.S.? Most of them are state prisons, and then there's the federal prison system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, correct. The issue is, you know, there's the federal government and state governments have contracts with private prisons. And it creates, again, there's several problems with that. You know, one of the problems is definitely the type of influence that they have over Congress, which is, it's huge. You know, they have a huge influence over, again, the type of legislation that it's been introduced in Congress and that has been pushed forward. But also, you know, in terms of the people that are getting caught up into this private prisons, the bill basically says that, you know, the federal government and state governments can no longer have contracts with the private prison industry. And also, you know, making sure that we have the ability to push for human rights in prison, and also closing down immigration detention, which also includes detention of families that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people that are right now crossing, entire families are getting caught up in detention centers in Texas, in Pennsylvania, and across the country. This is literally children being put into private, you know, detention centers. And so, you know, for us, definitely pushing for the DREAM Act, that's going to continue to happen. DREAM Act's going to get introduced tomorrow, actually. You know, we're going to continue to push against anti-immigrant legislation at the local level and, you know, pushing for sanctuary cities and welcoming cities. But, you know, for us, you know, in the spirit of really putting people over profit, this bill really talks about the fact that we cannot continue to incarcerate immigrants and people of color to continue to give money and continue to grow the private prison industry, which is happening right now, unfortunately.
So let's now talk about who is supporting this set of 8 bills and how you plan on getting Democrats to sign on to this People's Platform. Now, there is already a progressive caucus, headed by Keith Ellison, and there are a small number of progressive Democrats who have put forward things like the People's Budget in the past, reminiscent of the People's Platform, at least in name. How are you planning? Which are the groups that are planning on pushing Democrats, and how many Democrats have signed on already?
Absolutely. So we have definitely the leadership of the Progressive Caucus, which is, you know, Raul Grijalva and Pramila Jayapal.
That's right. Thank you for that. Keith Ellison, I believe, was the leader, but now it's Raul Grijalva and Pramila Jayapal.
Yeah, Keith has definitely been, you know, in the forefront, and he's the author of some of these bills, actually. Right. And, you know, many of these bills have actually been introduced by, majority of them have been introduced by the leadership, whether it's Keith, you know, who was previously the leader, one of the leaders of the Democratic Caucus or the Progressive Caucus. Now it's Key. It's Pramila Jayapal, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, and Congressman Grijalva. So both of them are definitely on board. You know, we are going to be launching this with a press conference. The actual campaign, we're going to be officially launching it on the 25th. You know, both of them are going to be joining us. And the ask really is, you know, there's a progressive caucus in the House. Unfortunately, not everyone in the Progressive Caucus, there's about, if I'm not mistaken, there's more than 60 members of the House that are part of this caucus, and not every single one of his members is pushing and really either introducing or supporting this type of legislation. And so for us, you know, this is the moment, and because we are approaching 2018, you know, this is the moment to make sure that we are getting them on the right side of the issues and that they're not, you know, just talking about how much we're going to push against Republicans, how much we're going to push against, you know, Trump, but also talking about what we're going to be doing to you know, get the message of what Democrats are going to be pushing for.
And that's so it's not enough to be against something. You need to know what you're for.
Absolutely. The American people need to know what we're fighting for. And I think this is definitely something that the other side did very well. You know, they since the very beginning, they said, this is what we want. And they continued to push for what they wanted. And unfortunately, now they have that power. And so this is the moment that the Democratic Party says, you know what, this is what we're pushing for. This is what we're fighting for. And really proving that they are the party of the people, and not necessarily joining, you know, the rest of the political world into in terms of being the party of the 1%.
Can you throw out the names of some of the organizations that are backing this? Obviously, your organization, Our Revolution, who is joining you and pushing for Democrats to adopt the People's Platform?
Absolutely. We have, there's, it's an amazing coalition, about 17 organizations now. There's Democratic Socialists of America, Democracy for America, Progressive Democrats of America. We have folks from Brand New Congress, Food and Water Watch Fund, the National Nurses United. And there's, again, there's about 17 different.
With the Women's March, I understand, is also signed on.
Mm-hmm, correct. And also we have Millennials for Revolution. It's a coalition, you know, folks who are pushing specifically on some of the issues, you know, sort of like single issue organizations, but also the majority of them are organizations that have been pushing for sort of this progressive platform with Bernie since the campaign.
So ordinary people, Americans who are progressive, you want them to sign on to this petition, Summer for Progress petition, to show Democrats how much support there is among the public for them to adopt these bills?
That's correct. We're asking, right now the ask is for everybody to, you know, to really show their support behind this platform. And we're going to be delivering these petitions on the 25th to the Democratic National Committee, to the DNC. And really, you know, asking them to make sure that this is not just on their platform, but this is something that is adopted by the party in their own actions, and specifically in the House of Representatives. And so we are going to be doing that. But also, you know, in the future, for August, we do want, you know, people to really get engaged and involved in their own communities to push members of Congress to adopt this, not only to say that they support this platform, but they actually sign on to every single one of these bills. Like I said, you know, there's no reason for them not to do it if they do believe that, you know, we do have to do the best for the American people, which is, again, providing a way to have solutions, not necessarily just, you know, pushing back against Republicans.
And it's being tagged on social media with the hashtag People's Platform. We will also post a link to the petition, Summer for Progress, on our website later today. Erica, finally, the poll numbers that I mentioned showing Hillary Clinton, even less popular than Donald Trump, which is just hard to imagine. Do you think that the main reason why the Democrats are, you know, really kind of shunned by so many Americans is because they say one thing and do another? They claim they're liberal, but their actions show they're pro Wall Street. That, you know, if they were to overtly adopt a devoutly progressive agenda, that they would actually become more popular.
Mm-hmm. We truly believe that. And, you know, again, this is something that we need to try. Unfortunately, the way in which Democrats have been working has not given us wins. And, you know, right now we have lost lost our power. You know, we have a president, we have a House, a Senate, and even at the local level, we have a majority of state legislatures that are, you know, unfortunately being led by Republicans. And so this is the moment that we need to change our strategy. And, you know, for us, we believe that really making the Democratic Party, transforming it into a party that leaves, you know, the amount of money they're getting and the amount of ties they have to Wall Street, leaving that behind and coming back and focusing on the people, coming back and focusing on issues that are actually going to be affecting the American people in a positive way. And, you know, I'm going to say it again, and I've said this in the interview a million times, but really talking about what we're fighting for, not just against.
Right. Well, certainly Democrats ignore this at their peril, it seems. Thank you so much, Erica, for joining us today.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
My guest is Erica Andiola. She's the political director of Our Revolution. And we'll again post a link to that petition, Summer for Progress, on our website later today at risingupwithsonali.com. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.